Have you ever had one of those days where some crazy thing keeps popping up and you think you're going crazy? You know, like, I don't know what it is, you know, every once in a while, I can remember a time when, and this was a little bit further into the winter, all of a sudden, you know, every time I turned around, there was a fish, particularly like a bass of some sort. It would either be like in a quick commercial, or I'd be walking along and somebody'd be wearing like a big shirt with a bass on it and all these type of things. And I start going, what message am I getting here? What's going on? You know, and sometimes, you know, we can get things like that and it kind of just, it falls under that things that make you go, category, you know. And others, it starts to become a little more clear, you know, especially sometimes when it comes to things of our faith. You know, there are times when we struggle and when we're kind of being challenged by what life has to throw out. And God, you know, we can see God just kind of throwing us life preservers out in the middle of everything. And then there's times like today's readings when God and the church are absolutely clear. There's almost no question when we hear these readings. You know, I'll let you in on a little secret. Sometimes we as preachers have to kind of do some creative movements if we want to get all the readings worked in, because they don't always fit together as nicely as they do today. But the message that we hear today is that, you know, if we are going to be followers of Christ, it means we have to do things. It means we have to do things over and above what we would normally do in our lives. And that can be kind of scary. You know, when we get a message that's this clear, you know, especially from sacred scripture and from the church, you know, sometimes it's almost like, did I hear that right? You know, am I supposed to go out? What does this mean? And unfortunately, there are no simple answers for it. But I can say, you know, if we're heading in the wrong direction from today's gospel, is when we fall into that category of, well, you know what? I go to church every week. You know what? I go to church every week and I put a little money in the basket, or, you know, I put sometimes quite a bit of money in the basket, and that's just going to have to be it. Or, you know, I go to this prayer meeting or that prayer meeting. I do this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, I'm not saying that those things are bad or things that we're supposed to turn away from, but, you know, can you imagine, you know, I mean, think of the gifts that that Christ has given us. Just imagine what would have happened if he would have got to the point where he said, in his ministry, in his life, where he said, you know, I think I've done enough. It's time to, you know, I can take a break now. We're kind of done with what's going on. I mean, think about that for a moment. You know, let's say Jesus, you know, he suffered and died for us. But suppose, you know, he figured, well, that would have been enough. And at that point, he said, yeah, well, you know, I'll just keep that gift of the Holy Spirit to myself. I'll just kind of sit on that. You know, we've done enough. And that's really what we're being challenged with today. You know, is the idea that the great gifts that God have given us require something that's over and above most of the time what we think would be a proper response. You know, and sometimes that can be rather challenging. You know, especially when we say, well, what does that look like? Well, because all of us have different gifts. All of us have different abilities. The neat part is that God put us all together, because not one of us has everything that we need. Not one of us can do everything. But as a group, you know, as a church, as a community here at St. Tom's, we do have everything that we need. You know, and sometimes it's a little challenging. Well, how do I fit in? You know, sometimes it happens, like I was talking about. You know, you'll get this feeling, you know, this idea keeps popping into your head. You know, well, maybe I should do fill in the blank. Then you think about it, it's like, no, maybe not. Or, you know, it can be challenging sometimes. But the idea is that, you know, we're all always trying with it. And keep in mind, there is a difference between struggling with, you know, the difficulties of life and not necessarily pitching in and doing as much as you can. You know, for some folks, when they're having difficulties in their life, it can seem like that God's not there for them. And, you know, even sticking with the faith and coming to Mass is a little bit, you know, can be challenging for them because they feel kind of left alone. And what I found in my life is that, you know, when I look back at those difficult times when I feel that, you know, God's not there and I'm kind of left out on my own, if I look at it a little bit later, you know, I can see that, you know, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and my guardian angel had like this big stick, and they were trying to hit me over the head saying, pay attention, silly, but we get caught up in our own difficulties sometimes. That's a little different from just, you know, kind of having that, well, somebody else will do it attitude. You know, and that's one of the things that Jesus is challenging with us today. And, you know, the letter from St. Paul is an excellent example of, you know, so what do we do about it? You know, he talks about, you know, brothers and sisters, when I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or wisdom. You know, not all of us are supposed to be preachers. But sometimes extending that love which Christ has to us, to a friend or to someone who doesn't expect it, sometime noticing someone out there, one of our friends or coworkers or fellow students or someone, you know, who's having a difficult time, just to say, hey, you know, I'm here for you. I hope things are going okay. Or to, you know, to tell them, no, you know, I'll say a prayer for you. If you see someone who's struggling like that, maybe what you're called to is just to say, hey, you know, when I'm experiencing difficulties, sometimes going to church helps me. You want to come? Not pushing it, you know, but just doing it very subtly. Because it's in the small things that we do, you know, as long as we're giving God the credit for them and we kind of let other people know that, that's where the big differences happen. That's where we can go out and we can share that. And one of the, you know, one of the things that no matter what reason it is that you start getting into your faith, you know, it doesn't matter. The end result is that we see, even if we're in one of those difficult times in our life or when things are going great, but when we step outside of ourselves and we help others because of our commitment to Christ, that's when the really cool stuff starts happening. That's when we can see, you know, how much God loves us. That's when we can really experience it. So, you know, I mean, we look at our reading today, and we don't want to be those, you know, those type of people who that salt has lost its flavor. You know, we want to be alive with our faith, and we want to keep sharing it however we can. You know, we want to know that that light which burns within us can't be covered up by our own, you know, our own either feelings of inadequacy or maybe sometimes our own selfishness. You know, if we allow that light of Christ to shine out into the world, brothers and sisters, we can make more of a difference than we ever imagined. And that's what today's gospel is about. The good news of today's gospel is that, brothers and sisters, despite how messed up the world looks, we can make a difference if we try. So kind of think about that over the course of the next week or so. You know, pray, okay, God, I know I've got, there's something that I can do, even if you know, sometimes we might question this, but there's something that I can do to help someone else and, you know, to see how much you love them. You know, help me to find what that is, Lord. Help me to be able to use that to the best of its advantage. And then just sit back and see those gifts come in when we take that first step, when we, you know, when we respond to that call that God's giving us. Can be an amazing thing, brothers and sisters. It's one of those things that I hope each and every one of us can experience.